Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, as we resume a new broadcast week on this Monday, April 10, we return to our text in Romans 8, 29 and 30. That deals with the golden chain of salvation and has some concepts in it which are often misunderstood and sometimes skipped over by the people of God. And I hope I can encourage you to agree with me that we should not do that, that we should not skip things in the Bible that are difficult, but rather we should ask God, the Holy Spirit, to help us to understand them. Because if God has put something in His Word, it is for our good. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. There's nothing in the Bible but what is for our good, our benefit, our profit, our growth in sanctification and in ability to serve the Lord. The more we understand, the better servants of the Lord Jesus Christ we can be. And so all of us should have a commitment to receiving, learning, growing, and understanding as much of the Bible as we possibly can. We don't want to have the kind of mindset that says, I will go this far and no further. I will accept these truths that are old and familiar, but I won't explore anything new, or I won't go down that road because that doesn't suit me, that doesn't please me, that doesn't immediately compel itself to me, I don't understand that. Well, many things that you don't understand, if you will wrestle with them, you will come to understand them, at least in part. But if you never wrestle with them, you ignore them, you sidetrack them, you skip over them, of course you'll never understand them. How could you? And so here we come to this great text, Romans 8, 28, the familiar text, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Verse 29, for whom He foreknew, He also predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestinated, them He also called. Whom He called, these He also justified, and whom He justified, these He also glorified. Now, we've already looked at a number of things about this text, and I'm not going to review anything that we talked about on the broadcast Friday, but I want to pick it up where we left off and point out at this time that these words, this emphasis upon predestination and the other terms that are here as well, but let's just zero in on that one. We find the word predestination here, and you need to understand that predestination involves people. It involves individuals. Sometimes people will say, well, I believe in the doctrine of election, but I believe that God has elected groups, as if somehow He has elected bunches, but not the people who make up the bunches, so to speak. And so you say, well, of course, in the Old Testament, He had His chosen nation, Israel, and so He elected a nation, but He didn't elect individuals. Well, if you'll think about that for just a moment, and the election of Israel in the Old Testament is not identically the same as the election that pertains to salvation, but it does help us to understand the concept of election, and there are a lot of parallels and a lot of things that will help to illustrate, and one understanding one will help to open up our understanding to the other. But just think about this. Yes, he elected a nation, but it was made up of individuals. In other words, in electing that nation, he elected every individual who would become a part of that nation. Anyone who was born into the nation of Israel became a part of that chosen people. And so to say that he elected a nation, but he didn't elect individuals, is actually wrong. He elected a nation made up of individuals, and so the right way to put it is he elected both a nation as a whole and the individuals who made up that nation in particular. Both are in view, and to say that it's one and not the other is to utter nonsense. It's both. Not either or, but both and. And as we are looking at the doctrine of predestination in Romans 8:29, we see that it very clearly involves individuals. For whom he foreknew, not what he foreknew. Sometimes people say, well, God didn't foreknow or didn't predestinate individuals. He predestinated concepts. He predestinated in a general way all who would do this, all who would do that, and then people qualify themselves for that category by what they do. But that's not what the verse says. That may be the way that some will choose to explain it, but that's not what the text says. It doesn't say for what category God foreknew, he also did predestinate, etc., etc. It says for whom he foreknew, those individuals that he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestinated, the individuals he predestinated, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. In fact, these are the same individuals as are covered in verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, etc. And nobody has any difficulty believing that Romans 8:28 applies to individuals. That applies to me personally. That applies to individual Christians, not just a general promise that applies to a group and doesn't necessarily apply to any particular individual. But no, that's a very personal individual promise. It applies to all of God's people, yes, as a group, but it applies to every one of God's children individually. And that's why I can claim it. That's why it becomes an important promise to me. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. And if I fit into that category, that I love God, then I also fit into the category of one who has been called according to his purpose, and I can know that this promise applies to me. All things work together for good for me. Well, that's the same people he's talking about in verse 29. For, remember that connecting word, which is going on and connecting to verse 28, for whom he foreknew, for whom he predestinated. So this text involves people. It involves individuals. In fact, it involves the same individuals in each of the five aspects of salvation. There are five key verbs in this golden chain of salvation, and it is exactly the same individuals, the same group of individuals in every one of these verbs, which is maybe easier to see if we work through it backwards. What do you mean by that? Well, let's start at the end of verse 30 and say, let's start with those that he glorified. That's where the chain ends up, and that's the final verb. And there are some people that God glorified, and actually that means he will glorify in the future, but it's put here in the past because of the certainty of it. And because anything that God foreknew and predestinated in the past is as certain as if it's already done. But let's take it from the back, from the end and work backwards. Who are those whom God will glorify someday? Well, obviously, that's all true believers in Jesus Christ. They have the promise of glorification. Well, this tells us that all of those that he glorified, he justified. Because now we're moving backwards, and justified is the next verb, moving backwards. Well, who did God justify? Well, he justifies, of course, all who believe in Jesus Christ. That's right. And all who are justified will be glorified. But moving backwards, all who will be glorified have been justified. Okay, we can see that. And then you move back again to what? What goes before justification? Called. Moreover, whom he predestinated, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. So all those whom God justified, he called. That's how we can be certain that we're talking here about an effectual call, not a general call. Because it's not true that the general call of the gospel that goes out to all the world, goes out to all men indiscriminately, will guarantee the justification of anyone. It only justifies those who believe it, right? We all agree on that. The only ones who are justified before the judgment bar of God are those who hear the gospel message and receive it. They believe in Jesus Christ, and their faith in Jesus Christ precedes their justification before God. That's right. But interestingly here, in this golden chain of salvation, faith isn't mentioned. But moving backwards, those who are glorified are the ones that he justified. Those whom he justified, those are the ones that he called. All of them. Nobody left out, but nobody else included. The justified ones are the called ones. So here is an effectual call of God, the call of the Holy Spirit, into the lives of those individuals whom, as we will see moving backwards in a moment, God predestinated and whom he foreknew. But those are the ones who are called, and they, all of them, every one of them, are justified, and every one of them will be glorified. Okay, moving backward from justification. Who are the ones who are justified? Those who are called. Moving backwards from call. Who are those who are called? They are the ones who are predestinated. Moreover, whom he predestinated, these he also called. Do you see? We're talking about the same group of individuals in every one of these five key verbs of salvation. So those that he called are the same ones that he predestinated, and those whom he predestinated are the same ones which he foreknew. So it involves people, it involves individuals, it involves particular individuals known by God, and they are one and the same. They're all the same group. The glorified ones are the justified ones. The justified ones are the called ones. The called ones are the predestinated ones. The predestinated ones are the foreknown ones. And that's what this text is talking about. And so this doctrine of foreknowledge and this doctrine of predestination is a doctrine which pertains to justification and to glorification, and it all links together. It is a golden chain of salvation, and every link is part of the chain. And no, not every link in the chain of salvation is included in this text. But the five that are included are very instructive, and these are all linked together, and they're all talking about the same group of people, and they are those who are foreknown and predestinated by God, because those will be called by the Holy Spirit, effectually so, and those who are called will be justified. You say, what if they're called and they don't believe? Will they be justified? But you see, this is an effectual call. All who are called will believe. That's why all who are called will be justified, and all who are justified will be glorified. That's what this text teaches. We need to come to terms and understand it and revel in it and glory in it. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.